What a glorious time we've had, my brothers and sisters. It's been a truly wonderful thing to step out of the world, as it were, and set aside 2 days to reflect on things divine. We're all so busy with our mundane pursuits, which pull us this way and that. We all need, the whole world needs, the opportunity to meditate and reflect on the things of God and listen to words that inspire and help. Our testimonies have been strengthened, and that is good, for as presently once said, our testimonies need to be renewed every day. I am satisfied that the Latter-day Saints have within their hearts a desire to do the right thing, to live after the manner which the Lord has outlined for us. We have been reminded of many of these things during this conference. I hope that when we return to our homes, before retiring for the night, we will each get on our knees and express our appreciation and ask for the strength to live the gospel more fully as a result of this conference. I am so grateful for the beautiful music of the choir. They have sung so wonderfully. This is such a great and dedicated organization, and we thank all who give so generously of their time and talents to this great effort. I'm grateful for the music yesterday of the singles choir. They were an inspiration. And the great singing last night of the young men in the missionary training center who came and sang to us with great power. Thank you so very much for what you have given us. Now I'd like to read, in conclusion, just a few words from Moroni. And awake and arise from the dust, O Jerusalem. Yea, and put on thy beautiful garments, O daughter of Zion, and strengthen thy stakes, and enlarge thy borders forever, that thou mayest no more be confounded, that the covenants of the Eternal Father, which he hath made unto thee, O house of Israel, may be fulfilled. Yea, come unto Christ and be perfected in him, and deny yourselves of all ungodliness. And if ye shall deny yourselves of all ungodliness and love God with all your might, mind, and strength, then is his grace sufficient for you, that by his grace ye may be perfect in Christ. And if by the grace of God ye are perfect in Christ, he can in no wise deny the power of Christ. As a result of this great conference, each of us should be a better man or a better woman, a better boy or a better girl. Thank you so much, my brothers and sisters, for your great service in moving this work forward. What a tremendous work you're doing. You faithful Latter-day Saints all across the world, who carry in your hearts a firm and unswerving testimony of the reality of the living God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer, and of their appearance in this dispensation to begin anew a great era in the history of the world in preparation for that time when the Son of God shall come to reign as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. May the blessings of heaven rest upon you, my dear friends. I pray that what you have heard and seen may make a difference in your lives. I pray that each of us will be a little more kind, a little more thoughtful, a little more courteous. I pray that we will keep our tongues in check and not let anger prompt words which we would later regret. I pray that we may have the strength and the will to turn the other cheek, to walk the extra mile in lifting up the feeble knees of those in distress. This gospel is an intimate thing. It is not some distant concept. It is applicable in our lives. It can change our very natures. May God bless you, my wonderful, faithful associates, in this great work. May his peace and his love be upon you and enshrine your lives with an essence of godliness. As we return to our homes, I pray that in our hearts there will be a resolution to live together more fully as we should do as Latter-day Saints. I leave my love and my blessings with you in the sacred name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God be with you till we meet again. Thank you and amen.